From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the biggest transfer thus far, 15 prisoners at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have been released to the United Arab Emirates. The release of a dozen Yemeni nationals and three Afghans leaves just 61 detainees at Guantanamo. An administration official overseeing the closure of the facilities said its continued operation weakens national security, drains resources, damages relationships with key allies and partners, and emboldens violent extremists. Our Nicholas Pellerino, visiting professor at Georgetown University, questions the administration's position.
I understand President Obama's ideas about what Guantanamo Bay is doing to damage U.S. credibility around the world. But you have to contrast that point to many of our leaders believe that we are at war with the jihadist movement around the world.
A leading Republican congressional foreign policy official, Congressman Ed Royce, denounced the move, saying it puts American lives at risk. Zambia's President Edgar Lungu Monday declared the winner of Thursday's presidential race against opposition candidate Hakainde Hichilema, whose United Party for National Development denounced the outcome as fraudulent. Party spokesman Jack Mwumbu said the Electoral Commission ignored their claims.
We made several representations to them. They never listened to us. We have evidence with us to the effect that the votes for Hakainde Hichilema has been deliberately reduced in collusion with the Electoral Commission of Zambia.
The party plans to appeal to the country's highest court. The Electoral Commission has said Mr. Lungu won just more than 50% of the vote. This is VOA News. Media reports in Russia quote the country's defense minister saying Moscow and Washington are close to beginning joint military action against militants in the northern Syrian city Aleppo. U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau Monday said she had nothing yet to announce.
We do speak regularly with Russian officials about ways to strengthen the cessation of hostility, improve humanitarian access, and bring about conditions necessary to find a political solution to the conflict.
The U.S. and Russia have reportedly been holding talks in Geneva on restoring a nationwide ceasefire. In Aleppo, Syrian forces Monday reportedly repelled a rebel advance, forcing them to retreat from positions captured a day earlier. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir Monday said he'll consider a U.N. plan to send in another 4,000 troops to his country to help quell recent violence that killed hundreds and threatened last year's peace agreement. On Sunday, the country's information minister said it would be considered. Mr. Kiir, speaking to Parliament Monday, expressed serious concerns but called for negotiations on the best way forward.
Already there are people who are accusing the Tigono of refusing and fighting the UN. I want to confirm on this great day that this is not accurate appraisal of our position.
Mr. Kiir also announced an investigation into last month's violence will be launched. Suspected Kurdish rebels Monday are believed to have been behind a detonation of a car bomb outside a police station in southeast Turkey. At least six people, including policemen, were killed, more than 20 wounded. Officials in California trying to battle raging wildfires, while in Louisiana, authorities search by boat for survivors of torrential rains producing flooding. Louisiana State Governor John Bel Edwards toured damaged areas of the state Monday.
This is an unprecedented historic flood event all across South Louisiana, and it has presented tremendous challenges to everyone.
At least six have died. Some 20,000 have been forced to evacuate their homes. In California, nearly 200 homes have been destroyed. Thousands have been forced to flee the so-called Clayton Fire north of San Francisco. A suspect arrested for a hit-and-run traffic accident is being questioned by police in New York in the killing of a Muslim imam and an associate. Imam Maulama Akud Konji and Thara Uddin were shot and killed Saturday after they left a mosque in the borough of Queens. Robert Boyce is with the New York City Police Department.
Motive right now has not been determined. We're still drilling down on that as we go forward. That's certainly on the table, a hate crime. Right now, we can't explain why this person was there.
The two victims were buried Monday. The suspect, whose name has been withheld, is identified as a 36-year-old Hispanic man from Brooklyn. On Wall Street Monday, a new day, another record high close due in part to rising oil prices. The benchmark Dow Jones average closing to 18,636. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.